Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the dirty little books that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
We were just giggling because we were, before we record, we'll do little recaps just to get warmed up and stuff about last week's episode. And we were talking about the age gap between the birthday girl.
Jordan.
Was that her name, Jordan?
I was
going to
ask.
And Mr. Larson.
Mr. Pike. Larson.
What is his name? Pike?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't talk about that.
And do you Barbara, think it's... let us know about her.
Oh.
Yeah. Say it. Say it. Say it, Emily. Tip of your tongue.
She had adult braces.
When you say it like that, it sounds like an adult diaper or something, and I don't like how you phrase it as adult braces. I have braces as an adult. I am not my braces. I have braces.
That's true. But you know what?
Find me.
You got your husband with braces.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
Why I'm wearing a shirt that says Eric sucks.
So if we're a little giggly, it's and just I'm just mesmerized
yeah,
by you.
Yeah, I realized you didn't know my lore of, yeah, I got braces at the best time to get braces, which is at 23 years old and had them until I was 26.
I love it. So yeah, maybe we recorded that just to get warmed up. So maybe we'll... release that as a bonus little 10-minute of us discovering
nonsense
of us going, what?
What the hell?
Oh my God.
What were you gonna say before I cut you off?
I honestly don't know.
But we have your book today.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
are you excited?
The Barbara book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think you're in for?
I think we're in for a palate cleanser.
Mm.
Is that what you need?
Nah, well, we did record. This is our second time recording this week.
Yeah.
Because we recorded our bonus episode for Patreon where we covered episode 0, Tangled and Tinsel.
Yes. And we finally are releasing for our patrons.
I still have the notes that I had to write to keep everybody straight right here that I was fidgeting with. But I was like, every time we would do it, I'd be like, oh, okay, read. Yeah, that's that one. Got
it. Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to have that for my reverse hand, but it was fun. And I feel like you...
Well, it was Barbara's first.
Right. It was Barbara's first wide shoes.
Yes.
And you filled them out real nicely.
Mm, yep.
So I feel like
just
you...
Just like my braces.
I feel like you would want a palate cleanser after having read and presented your first wide shoe.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, like I... Okay, so as usual, I'm going back and forth with so many different books
feeling
about like...
brave.
Yeah, and I was like running through the genres of like, well, we haven't done this in a minute and I have this one and I want to do that one and I just couldn't really decide what I wanted to do. But then this week has been like Tangled and Tinsel and we just did like the Stalker book and the I don't know, it was just getting like a lot. So I wanted to pick something that was like okay, we were just talking in our pre-record, we were talking about, Vanessa asked, do you think that there's a book that has no icks?
Mm. Ooh.
And not just like in general, but like for us.
Yeah.
Where all three of us agreed, and I think, what was it, 'Tis the Season
for Revenge.
That where we said, we like, liked. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who else?
The Boss Baby. Real Estate.
Geo, oh, the Real Estate.
The Muppet.
The Muppet. Yeah, but it was a Muppet Baby.
I feel like there was an ick in there somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But just more like my original book boyfriend was a bodyguard guy, too.
Yeah, you were like the bodyguard
Reese,
guy.
Yeah.
The bathing suit thing, it did things to you.
Yeah. He's so, or Ryan Che, maybe?
He didn't. He was a little, he had a little icks, but not too bad.
I don't know how exciting this book is, but maybe it'll be like a no icks book.
Yay! Oh. What is it?
I brought it especially for you.
Me?
Emily. For Emily.
For me?
Yeah.
You what
seem,
is it?
You seem kind of low today before we started recording, so maybe this will cheer you up.
Oh my God. What is it?
It's something that Emily has actually requested before, but I don't know if you remember it.
Dog people.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. No, I'm lying. I didn't bring a book.
Did I request it recently or a long time ago?
Hard to say. What is time?
What is time? Time doesn't matter. What is it?
This Fanfic? Book is called Conquered by Clippy.
Yes! Yes! Oh yes, my yes, God! Yes! 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 Yes!
You
this
requested
is the word
this.
I wanted.
You requested this over
insane.
And over and over.
I've been like
for
a
like
kid,
two
like a
months,
being like, "What about the Clippy book? What about
She's
the Clippy
literally
book?
Brought it up 40 times.
She's
I
explained
wanted to
us,
hear about this book so bad.
It's a book where, much like the stuff by the Were Turkey, so here I am yet again doing this fucking thing.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's a woman who, like Clippy, explain somebody for those who are too young
so
or
those who
elders
are not born in
who don't have never used Clippy, the little office assistant paperclip. Would you like some assistance? Like,
well, first I have to give props to our fantasy correspondent, Maggie, for telling me about this book.
Shout out to Maggie. Thank you.
Shout out to Maggie, as always, which then made me be like, well, I want to hear about that. What if we did something like that?
Relentlessly. You could do the Clippy book.
I would
what if you did the Clippy book?
What if you did the Clippy book? What about the Clippy book? Because I also felt like, you know, y'all have just been working so hard lately, and this is like, what, 12 pages? I don't know.
15.
Please. So I felt
no
like
No wonder,
we just...
I felt so bad this week. I was like, Barbara, you've got so much going on.
No,
like,
I do.
Literally, I'll do Tangled in Tinsel. I've read it twice. Like, it's fine. And she was like, no.
We're I like, think... she's being so brave.
Yeah.
First of all, I... am.
You are.
I was.
Oh my God. But yes, I have not been subtle about this at all because I wanted, and I felt like we haven't had a like absolutely fucking insane book since Satan, since Christmas.
Palette cleanser.
Well, yeah. I thought we were saving them for the holidays, honestly. But
well, you know, oh my God, do you know what today is? Oh my God, I just realized it is Administrative Professionals Day. Oh my God.
Shut the fuck up, swear to God.
Because I was going to tell you guys, happy Administrative Professional Day. And I was like, but they don't know Boss's Day. And then I went back to figuring out Premiere. And then that, oh my God, Clippy, the original assistant.
We are witches.
That is also going to show how far advanced we're recording. But, oh my God, I am, you know what? I was down and now I'm high. I'm probably peaking out all my volume levels and I apologize now.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. So anyways.
Wow.
Seduced by, Clippy is the original like pop-up. The original fucking like how
virtual assistant.
Yeah. And it was like Microsoft Word or whatever. And you would just also be like, shut the fuck up.
But you fucking like, hated that.
He was a paperclip and he was always bouncing there on was, the notebook
yeah.
paper.
It would just show up and be like, it looks like you're writing a paper. Would you like some help with that?
Yeah.
I do need help, but not from you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But he had the same vibe as the Jurassic Park Dino DNA. Like, yeah. I think they were cousins.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And then there's another.
I think there's like the, like, Seduced by the Copy Paste or something like that.
The, yeah, oh there God. Was another book, but it was like another same thing.
Siri.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But, or like the, I don't
like
know.
A okay. pencil or something.
Do you want to hear some of the titles that I found when I downloaded it from Amazon? And it was like, you might also be interested in this.
Oh my God.
Are
this
they
is
all
gonna...
the same author?
Oh my God. I saved it because it was like, what?
It's going to mess up your algorithm.
This author, first of all, is Leonard Delaney.
A man.
Oh my God. It's our first man that we
first,
know
first, like, definitely confirmed, but also is not very confirmed. But let's just say for the lore. Yep.
What's his last name?
Delaney.
Okay.
Could be anyone.
Could be anybody.
Delaney is such a first name.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What was that book we did where it was like something Daniels?
Well, Cake? Lincoln Daniels.
Oh. There it is.
Was yep. the psycho
Daniel
hockey
Lincoln.
Guy.
Oh, right. Better. Two first names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Delaney.
Okay. I'm
This is a series. It's a popular series that he does in the Digital Desires that's like,
oh, yes.
rammed by the reviews for this book, and it's like something with the iWatch or whatever. But then there's the also recommended is Stuffed, which is the one with the pillow.
Oh yes,
you have romantic relations with a pillow.
Oh, that was one recommended.
And The Door,
Unhinged. The Door is also on here.
No,
this is just like it pops up. Like, you might also be interested in this, and I'm like, I'm not even interested in Clippy. So this we're really reaching.
But those books are not short. Those are like
The Door one.
Oh really?
And the Stuffed.
They're like. Books.
I think they're books.
I'm going to put in a request for The Door and the T-Rex.
Of course you will.
Or the dinosaurs.
Oh my God. Okay, for the dinosaurs, Triceratops and Bottoms.
Hell yeah.
I told Eric this because I was reading all of these titles to him.
Do you think that's gay?
I see is a dinosaur, this Triceratops. He seems bottoms. Like he's definitely receiving. Nope. Is he giving? It's hard to say.
Who knows?
Probably need my glasses. there's one called which is just the shape of an airplane, but it's a penis. Double Stuff.
She's in love with an airplane?
Double Stuff.
Air peen. And then it's just a penis, but it's a plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. My favorite one that I want Vanessa to read, because I know she loves when this happens in her smut.
Uh-huh.
Kissing the Coronavirus.
Oh. That's probably like the dino DNA one.
Oh, my
he's green.
God.
I turned my
Wi-Fi. Does it look like the Mucinex guy?
Oh my God.
We have to include a picture of it in the aesthetic video because it's it's just like a green man.
He's so shiny.
Kissing the Coronavirus.
He has the little like nodules on him. I'm going to show it to the video.
Oh, it did load. I don't know how to do that. I need Clippy.
I see Clippy. Clippy and I.
Emily is Clippy.
Oh, Airpeen looks mad.
Oh my God.
That graphic design is it's like
so pink.
Yeah. Wow. A standalone. Is sentient
means
sentient?
Like an object,
yeah,
but it's like alive,
yeah,
it's a standalone sentient something series.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So maybe it's the airplane she's in love with.
Okay. So we know Emily is obsessed with Clippy,
and I am excited.
She's an administrative pervert.
You're the administrative professionals, and
we're administrative professionals. You're an administrative pervert.
That's true. And that's why I keep y'all around.
Oh my God, to fulfill.
Are you getting hot and bothered about Clippy? Do you feel like this will be our book with no icks? Do you think we found
it? I think this is it. I think there's no icks.
I'm so
curious.
Let's
see how far you get before you hit an ick.
I'm so curious. I'm just so curious.
Yeah.
How is it going to happen?
Is it like her, you know? Like, is it where it's like an AI thing where they like just masturbate? Because there's no way. Maybe it comes to life.
There's no way.
There's no way.
All right. 15 pages came out in 2015.
Someone got fucked by a turkey in one of our episodes.
There's simply no way.
Someone came a turkey.
Did you not see the evidence of airpeen?
Hello.
Someone came cookies in Barbara's book.
I'm so excited.
You want to get fucked in Santa's bed?
By the devil, yes.
On his furs in front of the fire.
Mm. It can happen.
Okay. Here's a synopsis. Interrupt if you want. It looks like you're trying to buy a book.
Yes. From our Amazon storefront.
Christy?
Wait, is this on Amazon? Is this on Kindle Unlimited?
Hell did you have to pay?
I did not pay for this one.
Did you have to return a book so that you could get this one?
Tangled and Tinsel. Miss you.
Training in and out. Yeah.
I died.
Clippy's like, tap me in.
Oh my God.
Remember when I did learn something in Tangled and Tinsel that I thought about today when I was putting towels away?
What? I already don't remember what this
Whenever, was. He like stopped her from.
Oh,
he slapped
when he
her.
Smacked her.
And he's like, no. And I was like, you could do
edging.
That.
Edging. Yeah. She didn't know about edging. And the,
well, I thought, well,
like,
I didn't
you knew
know.
About
I think
it.
It just like takes you out.
We hadn't encountered.
I didn't. Yeah, well, I didn't realize that it was like you could already be like about almost there and then.
Get distracted.
I guess it's just, I just go for it. You know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Just roll.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were reading the scene and I had to stop you and go, Emily, do you know what just happened?
No.
Here's what just happened. I need you to know that this is what just happened. So, but there was a lot going on in that scene.
There's
four different men.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moaning. There's a lot of like trying to look at my nose about who's who.
It's been up for a couple of weeks, so patrons, you know what we're talking about.
Back to, y'all know what we talk about in the clubhouse.
You're so brave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to my Clippy.
Back to your Clippy. No icks, remember. Christy,
I'm going to justify all of Clippy's desires.
I cannot fucking wait.
Delulu for
I cannot
Clippy.
I'm
Delulu
wait.
For stalkers and dumb boys. But...
Understandable. Billionaire stalkers.
Ooh,
we
that
don't
makes
know.
Everything okay.
We don't know the bank account that Clippy has.
Dude, Clippy's the original AI. So,
I mean,
like,
if
he's
from Microsoft, yeah.
He probably bought Bitcoin.
He's like Tom from MySpace.
Yeah. Yeah, he got early into the crypto. crypto craze because he knew.
Oh, yeah, at the right time.
He knows everything. Yeah. He's like, now would be a good time to buy it.
Christy Ackerland doesn't need help with anything. So when the world's biggest... What was that?
Same.
You're really relating to this book already. So when the world's biggest technology company offers to fly her to a remote location and investigate an alien artifact all by herself, she's like, I'll do it.
Good. She's up for an adventure.
Where does she work? Who hired her?
The biggest company, Microsoft.
The way I'm starting to suspect you wrote this. Did you write this? Oh my God.
I'm like, hey guys, check out some of the other work. I mean, the other work of Leonard.
Microsoft.
Leonard Delaney is just Emily Hornberg. Yeah. It's just like an acronym. Or what do you call it when they mix the letters up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, when it just like shuffle it up.
Yeah.
Anagram?
Acronym? I don't know. I'm terrible at those. It's like I something is missing that
I barely know what a noun is.
Bananagram?
I believe in you. Hey, and you know what? If you need help, ask Clippy.
That's why.
Clippy, I need you. Okay. The artifact isn't what it seems. Now, this overly helpful giant living paperclip. Ick?
Wait, big?
Ick?
IRL? Big? Giant living.
The alien artifact is a huge paperclip.
Clippy.
Yeah, I don't understand the confusion.
So wait, where is
could
this?
Not be more clear.
Up in the remote location.
A remote location. If you had to guess.
Washington. Outside of Seattle.
Alaska. Silicon Valley.
What'd you say?
Silicon Valley.
You fucking wrote this book. You wrote this.
I mean, that's where Microsoft and Apple are.
Yeah.
You wanted to create this podcast so that you could slowly reveal that you've been writing this shit since 2015.
Yes. She's like, I only have 12 pages in me, but guys, I got this.
You know.
Yeah, the remote location is Silicon Valley.
Yes. Oh my God.
Fly her to a remote location. It sounds like it's going to be somewhere that you would have Tahiti, like that show Naked and Afraid, but it's literally just
outside of Seattle.
Yeah. Just Dallas.
The artifact isn't what it seems. Now, this overly helpful giant living paperclip is getting the girl who doesn't need help with anything all bent out of shape.
Oh, because it's a paperclip.
Get it?
Get it?
Are you proud of that one that you wrote?
Yeah.
Because you wrote this?
It's good.
Leonard?
It's good. I feel like with this book, it's going to be such a roles reverse thing where you guys are like, oh, and I'm like, no, it's cool. He's cool. He's fine.
Leonard Hornberg. Conquered by Clippy is a 4,000-word short story featuring sexual situations with digital assistants. It's for super mature audiences only, so we're out.
Super mature. Is that what it says?
Mature in what way?
I've never seen that rating of like...
The picture?
It's not just for mature, but it's really super mature.
Who wants to see the picture first? Vanessa, you ready? You're going to choke. Okay. Nope. Just kidding.
Does it show his pee-pee?
Oh my God.
It says 17 plus on the cover.
Oh, shit. I'm surprised it's not... Oh, my God. The anger in his eyes.
Yeah, he looks so mean.
Yeah, in 2015, you put this together and...
He's looks like it was made with, like, paint. Mm-hmm. Microsoft paint.
Clippy helped.
It 100%. Like, just the...
It's looking... Mm-hmm.
Like, the font choices.
Professional.
Very professional.
I wonder who that girl is.
She looks like Taylor Swift.
A real... Oh.
I'm sorry.
I see what you're talking about, though you are incorrect.
She's like when they do those like AI things of like, had they not become famous? That's like if Taylor Swift had like she took her emotions a different way.
Clippy, the Clippy way.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to guess pages?
Well, there's 4,000 words. I like that it's not like page.
That's how fanfic is, which is
4,000 words.
It'll be like.
How many words, not pages?
300,000 words, 50,000 words. It's very hard to understand how many fucking pages you're reading.
Yeah, like what am I in for?
Is this considered fanfic?
Christ. Can we get.
I mean, it's on
some feedback.
Imagining
listeners, patrons, anybody help us. Is it? I don't know. It's not. There's no Dramione, so I'm out. I don't know.
Oh, Emily was asking me for the ghoul fanfic from Fallout.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to...
He's scary. Oh, I like him.
But he doesn't have a nose.
Yeah, but it's more of like the actor. Like, I think was it Walter Goggins?
You're lusting over Walter Goggins?
Kind of.
She might have no icks for this paperclip situation. Yeah. I don't know.
But I also love him as Uncle Baby Billy in Righteous Gemstones. He's like two ends of the spectrum.
That's all you need.
You know?
Just like Clippy.
Twist it up like Twisty. Or like Clippy. What?
You're getting twisted. You're getting twisted.
It's all about personality for Emily. So it doesn't matter what package it comes in.
Apparently,
no
personality
nose,
is
paperclip.
Just annoying. Looks like you're doing this.
Helpful.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, and I'd be like, service. Get out of here.
I hate you.
Okay, so you said there's 13 pages.
15 pages.
15 pages. Page 4.
6.
Page 11.
Wow. Well, that's not till the end.
I know. It's the climax.
Oh. He probably had to really work hard to seduce her, huh?
Well, she doesn't need any help.
She doesn't want any
she doesn't
help.
Need
She's an independent
help.
Woman.
He's there. He's only there to help.
Can I read some of the...
Just read the whole thing.
Honestly, I said to Eric,
oh
read this whole fucking
God.
Thing.
Make Emily read the whole thing.
I want to know what happens. Tell me. I want to know how you
it's
feel about my book.
15 pages.
Everyone be quiet. I'm about to read. Yeah. I'm Conquered by Clippy, an erotic short story from Digital Desires, book 2.
Oh.
Book 2?
Book 2.
What was book 1?
She Apple fucks Watch? Tetris.
For real?
Yeah, and she gets pregnant.
What kind of baby does she have?
Unknown.
Blockhead?
Some of the questions in the in the reviews that I pulled were like, what the fuck happened to the baby?
Did that baby make it out okay?
Leonard Hornberg really dropped the ball on it.
This is a Lego baby.
People still want to know.
Okay. Christy Ackerland was an independent woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the clerk at the grocery store asked her if she needed help bagging her groceries, she said no thanks. She even hated having to wear glasses over her striking gray eyes.
Gray?
Gray eyes.
Okay.
Okay. You're
gray.
Ick? Did we lose you?
No, I have zero icks in this.
She's got zero icks.
I will not.
You have gray eyes.
Yeah, when I wear gray, it goes gray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have gray eyes.
You okay. Are you colorblind? No,
yeah. Well, they're like
no.
It changes. So yeah, we're just like her. Okay,
that's us, Christy.
You're Christy Ackerland.
Yep. did she really even need this hairband helping her flowing red hair stay out of her face? But she kept her glasses on and her hair up because she needed her vision unobstructed in order to read her email.
Well, duh, of course.
This is the
what?
Email.
Busy businesswoman.
I'm out.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You're with me.
I'm like, she's fucking annoying.
If you're listening, leave a comment on our YouTube and let us know where did you hit your ick.
Yeah.
Never?
At what point? I am going to stand firm that I will not have an
down
ick.
With
I will
the ship.
Justify. If I will go
she's
down
got
with
her
the
stupid
ship.
Little glasses.
Down with
I
the clippy.
Stupid little reader.
Administrative pervert.
So and I'm going to make sure that everyone stays on top.
Now you listen here.
Administrative pervert at your service. Yes.
Okay, here's the email. Miss Ackerland, we have read your blog about the blocks, the Tetris. Okay. We are impressed by your relationships with inanimate objects and your ability to communicate using words.
Oh, so this is
Wait,
the same girl?
She got pregnant by Tetris?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So Clippy's new girlfriend
is Tetris's ex baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened to the baby.
Unknown.
We just don't. She.
The baby's not in this
baby's
butt.
In the AI world. Baby is a Frogger crossing the street.
Baby's Pac-Man. Just
okay. So she's a
baby's
slut
out there.
For
or they
technology.
Can't really cross breed, and that baby didn't last long. You know,
this makes the most sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this email, we're impressed by your ability to communicate using words. We have discovered an ancient alien artifact in the middle of a remote and dangerous location, Silicon Valley. We would like to send you there alone without any help to tell the artifact story. Yours, Phil Gates.
Phil?
Gates.
Phil Gates, CEO.
Well, we can't just...
We can.
Yeah, it's not a Microsoft.
It's my Microhard.
Christy expertly navigated her computer's operating system to formulate a perfectly formatted reply. I'm in, she wrote.
That is a, you know, that is, again, I'm going to go down with this ship.
Perfect.
That is a direct, just to
way,
the point.
Way to navigate.
Didn't need to ask any follow-ups because she doesn't need help.
As she's an administrative professional, get to the point.
Right, where she's like, I'm in. Like, I'm not going to ask what my flight time is. I'm not going to ask what my accommodations are like. I'm not going to ask what
busy
I need to
business
bring.
Busy businesswoman.
I'm not going to ask, you know, what documents do I need. She's like, I'm in.
You think done. I haven't researched the climate in Silicon Valley and I'm not ready for the customs of the people?
Yeah.
She's, I fuck Tetris.
Yeah, she's like, I've been in...
I'm not pregnant. Yeah. Let's go.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. This is women in STEM. She's a busy businesswoman.
This is women in STEM.
In STEM.
Okay, ready? Phil Gates himself picked Christy up in a helicopter.
Of course. Philip Gates is really good.
Philip Gates himself. He's on it. Isn't this beautiful, asked Phil, as they flew over the United States with all its trees and buildings and rocks. Ick? No? You good?
I'm
loving it.
I'm going down.
With the ship.
It's amazing.
Starting to see how far down.
Well, yeah, because she wrote it.
It is amazing.
In 2015, so she's like, oh shit, I wasn't there yet.
It is amazing. In 2015,
this was written in 2015?
Mm-hmm. For you don't remember?
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was set in 2015 or it was actually written in 2015.
Written in 2015.
You know, AI wasn't as advanced as it is now for writing things. That AI at the time of 2015 was only like...
Clippy?
America has buildings, trees, and rocks.
That is very true.
Yeah. So
there was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what y'all have seen from a helicopter, but I've seen... Building trees and rocks.
Buildings, trees, rocks. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Look at these United States.
Yeah.
Have you been in a helicopter before?
Didn't you cry on a helicopter?
I would never go in a helicopter.
Hers didn't have any doors.
I would rather see a bear in a helicopter than go up in the... I don't do heights.
I just cried. I didn't see much from the helicopter, but tears.
Tears, yeah.
And the ocean. And Hawaii, and being like, this poor harbor.
Did you like the trees and buildings and rocks?
Yeah, I was scared I was going to run into them. But I did see a lot of trees, buildings, and rocks where they filmed Jurassic Park. And then we landed, and then I stopped crying. So she's already super brave. So, like...
Really brave.
You know, she's...
Fuck Tetris.
She's... Well... Tetris was into her.
Not to further traumatize you, but the helicopter does crash.
For real?
Yeah, because a greenish cloud sailed past Christie's window. Oh, geez, we've been hit by a silicone geyser. What? You know as much as I do, Vanessa. You tell me what a silicone geyser is. It's a greenish cloud.
That's a fart. That's a...
No ick?
That's a Mucinex fart.
No ick?
I can't...
A Mucinex fart?
Yeah, we're talking about the Mucinex characters. And then I thought about the Mucinex character, and then
do you think this guy...
Green cloud.
Emily has written Mucinex?
Maybe.
Mauling the Mucinex. Mating with Mucinex.
I bet there's got to be a Mucinex.
Don't they like talk like they're from Jersey?
No, they're moving in here. Let's take up shop.
Oh, no. This is cursed.
Okay, so the
helicopter crashes. And then they come across an alien vessel and they're like, let us investigate. The helicopter didn't need to crash because they landed right where they were wanting to go. So they could have just landed.
That was convenient.
That you worked know? Out. Wow. That life is beautiful.
Actually worked out really beautifully and nobody was hurt. And I assume the helicopter wasn't like, it could just take back off.
Phil's problem.
Right.
There's going to be a new helicopter coming.
There's going to be a new helicopter coming.
Right.
He says it'll be okay.
This old one.
I think my Windows Phone 8.1 smartphone is broken, but we can wait here till help arrives. Okay, Phil.
What model did he have?
The Windows Phone 8.1 smartphone.
Mm-hmm. I can't have any icks. I requested it. You know what? That's a really advanced model for 2015.
It sounds smart.
And you know what? Sounds sexy. So
she shits on the phones that we have today.
I am going with the ship.
How are you doing, Vanessa? You
I'm
back with the silicone fart.
You're trapped.
I'm not on the helicopter for sure.
I am at home.
She's working at the grocery store. It's like, bye.
Yeah. Okay, I won't bag your groceries.
Yeah. Just say no, dumbass.
Clippy pops out of the alien vessel.
Oh, do you think that he bounced out?
Yeah.
Oh, does it say it?
A figure climbed out, pounced to the ground, staring at the giant living paperclip. Yeah, he's got eyes that are like cameras and eyebrows, and it's just a giant paperclip.
Does he have a mouth?
Unclear.
Ooh. He doesn't have one. I mean,
then no.
I guess the loop of the thing was his mouth.
Yeah.
Canon, he has no mouth, so. Nope.
Ooh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does speak, though. And at one point, arms are mentioned, but he didn't have any arms, so I don't really know.
Maybe he unclipped.
They just appear.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, so he comes out. What does he say?
Clippy shows up. He says, would you like some assistance today?
Oh, you know what? Always offering to help.
Let's see if we lose you for the ick. A high-pitched, bouncy voice echoed out of the vessel. Would you like some assistance today? It's the actual Clippy.
Do it, Emily.
Would you like some help?
That's exactly what I picture. You still in?
I am buckled into the ship.
You ready to
fight? And I am going to...
Her job, Christy... Miss Busy Businesswoman is trying to investigate what is this alien artifact. It's Clippy. So she's investigating.
What is her like job title?
Busy Businesswoman in STEM.
Yeah, Women in STEM writer. Okay. Really good at communicating with words.
She's a blogger.
Oh, that's right. She had a blog.
She wrote a blog. Yeah.
Yeah. About her affair with Tetris.
About Tetris. Okay. Which block do you think it was that she...
She was on Tumblr or LiveJournal.
No.
Wait, what? Oh, no, which block? Block? I thought you said which blog.
The L.
The L?
Oh. I was thinking like the kind of like the S one.
Whoa, I was just thinking the long one. Straight up.
Yeah, I think it's one that she had to get it to fit just right.
Yeah, she did.
The L looks like a dick and balls.
There you go. Yeah. Vanessa. Love it. Yeah, love that for you.
She's the one that was seduced by Tetris. I have to believe her.
You're in love with Clippy, so I don't know where this judgmental tone
she's,
is coming from.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting with my choices and my living in your truth. I'm living in my truth, and I am in.
Not and leaving.
Definitely not regretting this.
At all. Yeah.
At all.
She's exploring around the vessel. She finds like a tunnel that's kind of like leading to underground, and they find this hatch, and then she opens a door and realizes, oh, it's an office. Oh. The dust-cleared room held two desks, each covered in books, papers, and old computers. Phil, this is weird. It's like that hatch in the TV show Lost. Oh, P.S. Phil wants to fuck Christy.
Phil.
I thought Phil was married.
Well, it's Belinda. You're thinking instead of Bill Gates. This is Phil.
Okay.
He's divorced now, right? So I mean, maybe
no. Or is Bill and Melinda are still married. It's the Amazon guy.
But
that got
Phil, him. He's. Mm-mm.
But Phil. Phil so, fucks.
Phil says this is Phil weird. Fucks. It's like that TV show, or it's like the hatch in the TV show Lost. That was a good show, said Christy. Yep, his voice was sad. He was probably mopey because Christy had such good taste in TV shows, but wasn't interested in kissing him.
Oh. I can't have an ick.
You can't. Allowed. We're not even to the sex yet.
I have to be okay with this, that it was the 17 and up rating. Why that not just, 18?
That just means R, right?
I guess.
Because you can go to...
Yeah.
You can...
17 is for R-rated
entertainment.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what is it? NC-17 and all that stuff too, you know?
I thought that was worse too.
It is.
It is. But you can... 17.
But R is 17.
Sure.
Why was it called NC-17?
No children under 17.
Oh, but R you can go in with a parent.
Yeah. It's not like...
Oh.
This has been the movie ratings segment of our Clippy adventure.
When I got my braces, like, I no longer could get into R-rated movies, so I'm going, yeah, fucking right.
We're going to need to see some ID.
Literal child.
Eric's like, it's okay, I'm her dad.
Oh my God.
I'm 5 feet tall and he had gray hair early. It was... Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, okay, so... She's got really good taste in TV shows.
Oh my
it's
God.
2015.
She's
Lost
the dream girl. Okay, so Phil dies.
How?
Clippy kills him.
Clippy killed him?
In a way, but no. They're down in the hatch and they realize, oh my God, it's the server room for who knows what, all these old computers. Here's the server room. Phil says something too loud. He's hysterical. And the room shakes and then all the servers tumble down and crush him and he's dead.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, you weren't expecting that.
I assume the helicopter pilot's irrelevant. Was Phil is the pilot. Was the helicopter pilot. So that's why we didn't care.
That's why we crashed.
Dead.
Oh, okay.
Because of the silicone geyser.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So Christy
says...
So now
she's alone with Clippy.
That's when finally Clippy is like, it looks like the ground is crumbling. It's about to crush you. Would you like... And she's like, okay, fine. Yes, I would like some assistance. And Clippy gets her out of there.
She's already opening up. She's already like
showing her softer side.
She's already like, you know what, Clippy, I do want help. And she reaches out her hand.
I don't
he puts
want
his little
help.
Pin in her.
Nobody helps me like you do, Clippy.
Did you ever unbend paper clips to look like a retainer?
She didn't need to do that.
No, I was like, in it. High school.
No.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, we did that.
No, because I was sad that I didn't have it, so I didn't.
That's why you bend the paper clip to be like, I don't look like I have a retainer.
Yeah.
They basically, that's how they wind me. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. Chrissy says, thank you for saving me. Too bad about Phil Gates. And Clippy says, it's probably how he would have wanted to die. And she says, true, because he was crushed by computers.
I'm sure that's exactly how he wanted to die.
Most likely. And we're at the scene. Ready?
That was 12 pages?
One page nine.
Wow.
Well,
So that's their most their foreplay. It's just like, yeah, I guess he's dead.
Well,
so
we're going to read some foreplay.
You want fuck? Okay.
You're going to read some foreplay.
And no, you're not going to get grossed out.
I read the fucking.
That's what you, that, it's all the same? Scene I highlighted. I highlighted my stuff in like a yellowy orange, and okay. Yours is
okay.
It's long, but again, it's not as long as you'd think. It's okay. Shorter than what we read in Tangled and Tinsel, that's for sure.
That was a lot.
That you were right. On one for that.
All right.
Okay. How you feeling, Vanessa? Excited?
Ew, I just read ahead a little bit.
Yeah, but what I'm do you not mean, you? I can't say ick.
I can't have the ick. I'm okay with it.
You're not just okay with it, you're excited about it. God help us all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Clippy reached out his loose end and she let him help her up. Oh, I feel different, he said.
Oh, no. She's doing a voice. Oh, no. Okay, it's fine.
These
fine.
Computers were my brain, and now that it is damaged, I don't feel compelled to help you with everything. Can't say I'm disappointed. I still want to assist you, he said. His digital gaze scanned her body and one eyebrow raised slightly. But it's no longer because of my programming. Christy looked down and she saw that the loose end in the middle of Clippy's coil was sticking out. It
It was a different noise.
I'm sorry.
That's how Emily sounds when she's horned up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It glowed red at the end as if his rod had been stuck in a fire. Clippy had a boner.
Like a red rocket?
Yes. A Clippy red rocket. Oh my god.
The were-turkey was somewhat humanoid. This is just a giant paperclip.
There is
no transformation. It is just a giant paperclip with a red-hot boner.
Yeah, I don't even have a paperclip because it's 2024.
I can't believe you didn't bring a paperclip.
She didn't want me to get a horned up. She knows. I'm like, do you have, I'm like checking my drawers.
I got rid of all my paper clips. I threw them all out.
I threw them out in 2015.
After this book?
Yeah.
They are banished.
You've been programmed to be very human, she said. Humans have certain needs. You already helped me by saving my life. How about I help you for once? She reached out and grabbed his glowing red end. It was warm, but not too hot to handle. He uncurled further at her touch. I'm micro hard, he muttered. That's what I read. I'm micro hard.
And you loved it.
Instead of micro soft.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
She smiled slyly, then got on her knees. Unlike an actual paperclip, the end of his coiled body was rounded, and it felt smooth in her mouth. As she lapped and sucked and tongued at it, it became even redder and hotter. She's like a hot corn dog.
No.
Her own human. Oh.
Yep, yep, yep.
I'm dead.
Oh. Read it.
Her own human body part, vagina, in parentheses, in case you were unaware.
Leonard, thank you. I was confused.
Felt hot too. The vagina in parentheses.
No icks allowed. Not one.
Is, you know what? That's great because there's no one is confused.
We know exactly what we're talking
Direct.
About.
Direct.
Yes.
Consent is key and you have to communicate and your vagina is
and
warm.
You know, like her mm-hmm. own human body part. Because I mean, it could be that her tits were super hot, but it was her vagina. was hot too. This might be our first vagina. I think we've had it called everything else, but maybe just clinical vagina.
Yeah, clinical. Hmm. It's not.
Still sucking, she eased herself out of her jeans. She stopped. As she leaned back against one of the still standing stacks of servers, she took off her blouse. Now only her frilly red undergarments. Now only in her frilly red undergarments, she rested against the servers, spread her legs, and began rubbing the wet spot on her panties. Would you like me to assist? Shut up, Clippy. Christy's delicate fingers delicately pulled her panties aside.
Delicate.
They're like, this word is very, like, she's very delicate.
No, it's really delicate.
Her delicate fingers delicately pulled her delicate panties delicately aside and began rubbing her delicate clit.
Delicately.
Clippy's like, you've used the same word too many times. Ma'am,
would you like a thesaurus?
It looks like you're having a stroke.
She then began rubbing her clit, vagina, and genitals.
All of it. All of them.
Which...
Her clit, her vagina.
In parentheses.
That's like a Russian doll of like... clit, vagina, genitals. with her other hand, she reached behind her back and struggled to get off her bra. Would you like me to? Shut the fuck up, Clippy. Finally, I mean, she's got it. She's got the vibe down.
Yeah.
That is how we always were trying shut to be like up, a three body paragraph thing. We're like, shut the fuck up, Clippy.
It looks like I'm going to kill you.
It looks like this is fucking due tomorrow, okay? Finally saying that out loud turned her on so damn much. Can relate. Where you're just like, shut up. Got the bra off. Emily just I can't me. Have an ick.
I icked.
We can't. And her perfectly engineered breast popped free with nipples like eager little puppy noses.
God. Perfectly engineered?
They're perfectly engineered.
Yeah.
By who?
And when you take God your bra God. Off, you're they're pop free, like you're in like boy, you're in water or something, and then the noses are like puppy.
Yeah, the nostrils are flaring on the nipples.
Yeah, like an eager puppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't understand your confusion.
Yours aren't, okay. yours aren't like that?
Your nipples, you might want to ask someone.
You've never been seduced by Clippy. As she brought herself to the edge of female orgasm, there's a difference.
Female orgasm. The edge of female orgasm.
Did AI write this?
Leonard. Let us not erase Leonard.
Okay.
How much AI was in 2015?
True, true, true. This is how it got started.
Oh my God, do you think it was Bill Gates?
Oh my God.
He wanted like, people to use Clippy more.
Yeah.
He was like, I know what'll get him.
What if I make him sexy? You know? Clippy uncoiled.
This will get him to use Microsoft Word again.
Clippy uncoiled further and the red glow spread higher up his shaft. She ripped her panties off and tossed them aside as she arched her back so close to coming, but the frustration of not quite getting there must have shown on her face. Would you like? Yes, Clippy. Assist me hard. He uncoiled almost entirely, so he was as a straight rod with only a little curl at the top for his eyes to attach to with magnets or whatever.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. You know, aliens or whatever.
Yeah, like. You know, like, I think
that's. Wait, he moved his eyes down to his.
I think that, like,
his eyes, it's like he's fully unbent, so it's all. His eyes are just up at the.
But they're attached with, like, magnets or whatever.
Whatever.
Or whatever.
Don't read into it. It's a book.
It's in the book. Whatever. Vagina. It just says.
No, literally, it says or whatever.
It says attached to with magnets or whatever.
Yeah.
The length of his metal shaft glowed with digital passion. He sprung forward, boing, boing, bounced into the air, and landed inside Christy. This is a new one.
No ick?
I have no icks. I'm like not a little, allowed.
What is it?
He landed inside of Christy's lady socket.
Yep. Like a hot pocket.
Clit what pocket. Is, what is the... Clit
pocket. Oh, like a... Like a BOGO? What?
Pogo stick.
Pogo stick. Yeah, he basically pogo sticked into her
hot
lady's socket.
Oh my bad, yeah.
Right before she had a female orgasm. Mm-hmm.
In her vagina.
In her
from her
vagina, which holds
her clit and her genitals. Yeah. Yeah.
While she was unhooking her bra.
Yeah.
I like that we've had the two ends of the spectrum. A lady's socket and a
vagina.
Yeah, and a vagina. She exploded with orgasmic liquid immediately bubbling around the tip of Clippy's glowing rod. Okay, I think she picked up something from Tetris because I never had nothing bubbly. Like,
no ick?
Of course not. I can
love it's orgasmic fluid.
Frothy.
That is bubbling.
She's
queefing it out.
Instead of a squirter, she's a bubbler.
She
like never mind.
We can't like what?
Lean into it.
Just like goo. That's what I'm picturing. But it's like
I was imagining like a kid blowing bubbles in milk.
Isn't that what they call water fountains in like Northeast something? Bubbler?
A lady socket.
A lady socket, mm-hmm. Yeah. Bubbling around the tip of Clippy's glowing rod, Clippy moaned with his bouncy little voice. "Assist me deeper," Christy commanded. He complied, pushing more of his delightfully hot rod inside of her, thrusting with a strength that only alien technology could power. "Deeper," he pushed on until nearly half his body was inside her. That's too much.
It gets worse. Yeah, that's too much.
But it's okay, because we're not getting it. The supple flesh below her sternum bulged. Oh, like it's all the way up here? Where did all her insides go?
Clippy's got it.
Clippy, it's alien, you know?
Yeah, her lady socket is deep.
No.
Maybe that's why it's bubbling.
I can't. The supple... It's just body fluid. The supple flesh below her sternum bulged. She felt his warmth push past her pussy towards her internal organs, including her heart. So he's like all the way up here. There's like a lot of insides. Oh yeah, you gotta do the Gen Z heart.
I hit my elbow. See, that's why we gotta, you gotta be careful.
Is that he does this. And then it's like brr, brr. Oh, magnets no. Or something. Or whatever.
whatever.
But she had already come once, and it would take more than regular fucking to get her to bust another ovary. I'm sorry, what?
Are you icked? Maybe you don't bust
ovaries.
This is
definitely written by a man.
Mm. And
maybe
how old
like
do we
a
think
17-year-old man.
Or bust another. Look, I will admit that okay. I had Texas public school education, that I didn't know that our ovaries had little arm things that grab the eggs when it comes down. I thought it was all connected. Whatever. That's fine. But
I didn't know that for a long time. I think TikTok taught me that.
But I don't think when you orgasm, you bust an ovary.
You lifetime, two orgasms, then you're done.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Ah, shit.
That's why guys are like, that's fine. I
didn't only get, had two good cramp. Ones in me.
Oh my God. Okay.
Emily loves it.
Clippy seemed to sense it. It looks like you're trying to reach orgasm. Can I assist you using butt stuff?
What?
Butt stuff?
Thank you, Maggie.
She nodded, beads of sweat jiggling on her forehead.
Jiggling. Beads of sweat, perfectly engineered.
Just little jello molds on your forehead.
Is there an earthquake?
She nodded with his rod so deep inside her, Clippy was easily able to pick her up like a kebab and flip her onto her hands and knees.
Emily loves it.
I am not allowed to have the ick for something that I request. He curled so that one end could reach her butt while keeping the other end in her pussy. He got his end to vibrate. Okay. He got his end to vibrate like an Xbox controller.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Sick. Hell yeah. As he twiddled the rim of her anus, at the same time,
anus. I mean, I know where cavity. We are, but
her anal socket.
They're doing butt stuff.
Watch out!
And his Xbox controller.
Hell yeah!
He has a pro controller. Okay, so at the same time, his other end pushed internal buttons. She didn't even know we're there. He did a sick combo.
He's got the cheat code.
He does. He's like, I'm basically a game genie, okay? Just before she reached orgasm, one more time, she glanced back. Clippy's eyes whirled shut with pleasure. Curled like that, he looked like a giant letter C.
Yum.
But he said, is he using both rods in her?
Yes, and I don't understand the logistics, and I didn't try to figure it out.
As she spurted...
Okay. What's wrong, Emily?
I'm
What's here. Wrong?
I'm here. As she spurted lady butter all over Clippy. That's when you bust need, an ovary.
You need a doctor.
You're not bubbling butter. If you're bubbling, your ovaries are busted and it's butter.
Is that Central Market butter you were telling me about?
Yeah,
don't with ruin the salt. That fucking butter for me.
Yes,
this is revenge.
Yes,
this is cottage cheese.
She got that. She picked up that. That's some shit she got from Tetris. I blame Tetris. She was clean before
him.
That
was
him.
The baby. It was cottage.
That's the baby. That's how she busted the ovary. As she spurted lady butter all over Clippy, she briefly remembered her mission to find more letters and figure out what he was. But before she could further ponder where he came from both ends. She felt both of her holes fill up with whatever substance paper clips emitted. Little paper clips.
What substance do they? Whatever. They're magnets. They're substances. I don't know.
A bunch of metal in me. I don't know.
Whatever.
It's like an IUD.
Yeah. Well,
it has a camera.
She hoped this didn't make her pregnant again. Both of them shuddered with pleasure. Then Clippy uncurled out of her. He was so deep that it sounded like sloop. Okay, it's spelled SCHL-SCHL-SCHL.
I believe your pronunciation.
SCHLOOP. How would you pronounce that?
I wouldn't. I don't even know what to say.
Like
that song.
Like pulling in a chain.
Oh, as he retreated from her cavities, at this point, those are just cavities. They're
full of cottage cheese.
It's like when they pour the metal down the like ant stuff and they like pull it out and it's like,
God. That's you gotta include that in the aesthetic video.
A bit of a silver liquid like that mercury stuff that's used in thermometers dribbled from, this is a new one, Christie's love port.
Fuck.
She turned over and laid down on a bed of broken computer parts. Thank you for your assistance, she said. And then there is a paperclip at the bottom, curled back up.
No icks. Vanessa.
I'm icked.
I'm icked out.
What are you doing over there?
I'm just flipping around.
No, you can't.
She's just flipping around.
She's just reading more. Not allowed.
Okay.
They don't fall in love. They don't date forever. She realizes Phil comes back to life.
What?
Yeah, half his head is like he's a cyborg situation. He's friendly Phil, PHPH.
Okay.
Yeah, and Phil Gates back in the... He decided to make... this is like his latest version. Clippy was the original, and Friendly Phil is the latest version, and they're all robots, and they want to fuck her or something. And then she's like, you betrayed me. It's not aliens. It's you, Phil. And then she's like, I'm out of here, and then writes her blog.
Do you think that she's one of the original people that blamed like Corona on Bill Gates? She was like, I know what he's capable of.
Kissing the coronavirus. Yeah.
Wow. So she just like leaves and just walks home?
Well, she's got a lot more shit to fuck. Like she's got to hook up with an Xbox controller or an iWatch.
Oh, yeah.
They're all her in the books.
The Digital Desire series is all her.
Wow.
There are other things that he writes about.
What are those other things?
Oh, excellent question. Why didn't I want Emily flipping around? Because it turns out that Leonard Delaney gets money based on how many pages you read. So he can't just release only 15 pages. So if you keep scrolling, you get a bonus story. Humping the Ham Bandit.
Ham? Ham? H-A-M?
Not the Hamburglar.
Ham Bandit?
Yeah, not the Hamburglar. It's not McDonald's. It's McDonald's.
Oh, so this is...
Yep.
It's McDonald's?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Emily loves McDonald's. And then if you keep
scrolling, hang on. Oh, and these aren't paper clips, they're little burgers. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Pounded by Pluto, the planet.
Oh, the forgotten planet.
He's tiny. Yeah. He's
I didn't read that one because the character is named Tyson and that's my dog and that's just a little too far.
Now I picture Tyson in a little space suit. He looks so cute with the little helmet.
He would. He would look so good. Okay. Humping the Ham Bandit.
Did you read it?
I did. I did indeed. Did I like it? Did I like it?
So is he a Ronald McDonald character or the Hamburglar character?
The characters, they're both in there. There's Ronald McDonald, who is evil. Mayor McCheese, Grimace.
They didn't even change that name.
They didn't. Grimace is spelled slightly differently, and Captain Criminal instead of Captain Crook, which I had to ask Eric about. Eric was sitting there, and I just kept going... Is there a Captain Criminal? He's like, what the? Oh, Captain Crook. Yeah.
What was Captain Crook's deal? I don't know.
He's like a pirate or something.
Because each of them has like a thing where there's like the fries, the burgers, Grimace's and milkshakes.
Do you remember any of this?
Yeah.
I like vaguely.
Not the commercials. Only Grimace and the Hamburglar,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
And then McDonald's.
There's the early bird. The girl. And then there's the little fry plant thing.
Yeah, they're involved. In this one, hamburgers are illegal.
Oh no.
I would hate
hamburger that. Prohibition. The Mayor McCheese is a bad guy and Ronald McDonald's a bad guy and I wrote the synopsis down. When they made hamburgers illegal, Emmy's skills as a burger expert became less useful except to criminals. So the Ham Bandit asks her to join their team for a heist.
Is Captain Crook bad?
Yeah, he's a crook.
You know what? I bet that's fish fillet. I bet he's the fucking fish fillet.
He double-crossed him.
And so that's why he's like, no more hamburger, but we're going to do fish fillet because there's cheese on the fish fillet. So Mayor McCheese is like, look, this still funds my campaign. And Ronald McDonald's like, look, as long as I'm getting paid, I don't care.
Emily wrote these fucking What is going on?
Shut up.
She's got the ick from you now. You have icked her.
I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
Fries are the middleman. They don't care. They come with both meals.
They do the heist. Grimace sacrifices himself so everyone can get away.
Grimace is so sweet.
What a sweetheart, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but whenever he has milkshakes.
What is this, a 2-for-1?
I love it. I'm happy.
I didn't read the planet one where Tyson's a little astronaut.
Tyson's a little astronaut. There's his little feet in the sky. Oh, he's so cute.
I'll go with him.
No, he's brave.
He's brave.
Go with him.
Yeah, they steal all the hamburgers. It's successful, minus Grimace. And then they fuck. And then she turns into a burger.
So this is the same girl?
No.
Oh.
This is a different universe. This is Ronald McDonald fanfic.
Oh, it really is.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. She turns into a burger because it turns out she is Mayor McCheese's daughter.
Whoa.
And then dun, dun, dun.
The Ham Bandit is like, takes his mask off and goes, I'm Ronald McDonald's son.
Oh, my
So I get it, girl. God. And then they're in love.
Wow. Well.
What do the people at Goodreads?
Thank you, Maggie.
What do the people at Goodreads think about?
So I did something else I went a little rogue.
What? I am loving this roller coaster.
Goodreads has this as a 3.1 out of 170 ratings.
Only 170?
Yeah.
Come on.
Amazon. 2.4 out of 397 ratings. Yeah. I flopped those. Goodreads is 2.4. Amazon, it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, we're putting it on the map. That's not a lot of reviews.
I pulled 5-star reviews.
Oh, yes.
Because how the fuck?
Yeah.
Because like, this book has no icks.
The 1-star reviews are going to make sense.
Yeah. Hello. Because couldn't find any.
Everyone loved it.
Because it was all, like, good. Oh, right, got it. Because they don't exist. Got it. Everything's great.
Oh my God.
I pulled a review that technically is under, because it's all one book, remember? So the review is like technically under, what is it, the Clippy one? But it is the most unhinged, it's worse than the Clippy shit that we read.
Oh, shit.
But it's mostly about the Hamburglar stuff. May I read it?
Yeah,
are we feeling strong? Vanessa's not. You're already so... You're like, let me out of this room. Okay.
Too bad. This is me on all the other episodes.
Oh, whatever.
You're right.
I love him.
Just inking.
Damien.
Okay.
You didn't tell us to get our pee pads. Now I understand why.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a palate cleanser. Okay, they didn't leave their name, which makes sense, but the tagline for the review is fantastic, amazing, wonderful, groundbreaking.
It was written by Slenard.
Slenard said, well, I was already gushing lady butter over the Clippy story, but I did not expect a steamy second story featuring the Ham Bandit. I exploded so hard that my apartment is now a wet bog full of grease and burger patties. Cannot be hotter. I am like a hot dog rotating in a gas station, wet, spinning, shining, and delicious.
Give them an Amazon account. Give them a book.
What the fuck?
Wow. Wow-wee.
Wow.
So sit with that one.
It's Leonard.
Okay, 5-star reviews that are slightly less than that.
Erotic.
Alicia said, I hate seeing people give books like this 1 and 2 stars. Be for fucking real. What did you expect when you started it?
Ain't that the truth?
Uh-huh. I read several of the lines to my partner, and we both laughed until our stomachs hurt, and if that's not a sign of a good book, I don't know what is.
Like, true. That's us.
Eric even said, this is funnier than I thought it would be, because you're not expecting it to be dumb and weird in this way. Phil Gates, he was fucking dying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's iconic.
Jordan from... Birthday Girl.
Yes.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Jordan's here, and Jordan thinks this was a deeply subversive take on the dangers of artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow. She's not wrong.
Wow.
That's our college student going, like, I'm writing this thesis.
Yeah, she's like, look, I'm with an older man, so I know what I'm talking about.
Ooh, deeply subversive. Yeah. Good for you, Jordan. Danelle said, just as dumb as the first one, but funnier, but also cringier. Clippy is a legend, though, so auto 5 stars. I miss that little silver fucker.
She really used him.
Hell yeah.
I'm not here for the plot, but what happened to the Tetris baby? I need to know.
Oh, thank you. Amen. We need to follow it.
Deborah said, I'll never be the same. Bad. She put in parentheses. What more is there to say? I hated every second of this. 5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. I love it. Same. I hated every minute of it. 5 out of 5.
Five out of five.
I pulled one star because Rita said, I read this to my boyfriend. Suffice to say, we're never having sex again.
Oh my God.
Is that how you feel, Vanessa?
No, I mean...
Bernie, I'm sorry. We're sending her home a changed woman.
Yeah. She's going to be like, give me that, uncurl that paperclip for me.
Jeff, you're not ready for what the fuck is about to happen in your home.
Oh, but... yeah. Oh, yeah.
Emily's riled.
Yeah, she is.
She's ready to go.
I'm going
to
bounce over there. Why? Do you want some assistance?
She's like,
put it in my lady socket.
My vagina.
Butter to churn.
Vagina.
Vagina.
It looks like you're trying to orgasm.
Can I? Shut the fuck up, Clippy.
Good. That was pretty accurate.
That was very relatable. And then a Hamburglar bonus.
Fuck.
You know, McDonaldland really isn't as great as we thought it was.
Yep. But I like also how you came in here so worried.
Yeah.
How am I going to remember this book? I really were
you,
remember
this. Was that an act? Or were you really...
Girl.
She's so good. All week she's been getting this.
Again, you didn't even need a notebook for that because we just read the whole
book. Fewer notes than I've ever done, and it's still my weird, like, oh, it's this. but yeah, it's 2 books that I had to write down, and I've got fucking nothing. Nothing. Yep.
I love it. I kept picturing with the hot rod with the red at the bottom when they, like, glass blowers. Yeah, that'll be in the
story.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I was like, ooh, that seems...
That's worse than the Roofa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? If she could handle Tetris and somehow deal with that baby.
God.
That baby's dead.
Yeah, that baby ain't right. That baby's in a basement somewhere.
That baby ain't right.
It's in a little, like, jar.
God.
Yeah, she's holding on to it.
This might be the first one we've done where the couple doesn't end up together.
Yeah,
no happy ending.
These are all, like, just groundbreaking first times for us, you know?
We learned a lot, and Emily loved all of it.
I can't ick anything that I repressed.
Mm-hmm. Happy Administrative Perverts Day.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day. And, you know, that's the original AI, all of it. It's the future. Clippy's the future.
Okay, just take me out.
The original Skynet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
You know, Terminator fanfic.
Oh, you know there's some of that.
assist me hard, Terminator.
Oh, and, or, and then it's like the one that goes like metal, like it's like then he like goes inside of her.
Oh, yeah, you can just make any shape.
I don't know that I've ever watched those. We got to add it to the list.
I just watched them for the first time a couple, like whenever Jeff was doing something for work on it. I realized I'd only ever seen Terminator 2. Mm. I had never seen the first one. The first one's fucking scary.
Yeah, the first one, it's kind of like...
It's way more dark. It's, you know, like super, like, but it was like two legit is where scary. It's at.
Two is there's like some comedic relief. That's the one where he's like helping instead of like the problem?
With the Eddie. Yeah, he's good. Okay. But yeah, like that's what the first one, you're like, that's, he really is like scary.
Yeah.
That's scary.
But two's good.
Okay, let's add that to our movie nights.
Yeah, I love it. If you want to add anything, you know, just ask Clippy to help out. And,
tell him to shut the fuck up.
When Clippy is like, it seems like you're looking for something, you know, let him know that you're looking for us, you know.
Please do comment and let us know where we lost you because are you like Emily and you just fucking loved it?
I love the bizarre. I love to go all over the place and I appreciate you. You had two big acts of service this week. You did Tangled and Tinsel, and you did Clippy, and I appreciate
it. Reporting for duty.
Yeah. Barbara, A+. You know, tell everybody you know. If they are they looking for a holiday book, give them the raccoon one. If they're looking for more like a day-to-day office, tell your office. Tell somebody you share a cubicle with.
Tell your IT guy. Ask them if they know that Clippy fucks.
Yeah, be like, hey, are you familiar with Clippy? And they're like, yeah, of course.
Oh, you're familiar with Clippy, are you?
You're like,
yeah. Lady Socket. What would you say?
Yeah. You're like, I have got a podcast for you to listen to. It's called Clutch My Pearls. At Clutch My Pearls everywhere on the internet. And let them know that we're here to assist them whenever they want. Like, subscribe, review. Come to Patreon if you couldn't wait to get this. You know, could have got this on Monday. You could have had Clippy assist you earlier. Uh-huh. Patreon.com/ClutchMyPearlsPod. And... I'm thrown.
Hey, it looks like you're trying to end the episode. Oh, would you like some assistance?
Shut the fuck up, Clippy.
For our patrons, see you Monday.
For everyone else, see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye. Oh my god.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.